He asked me for a gift certificate for Christmas. He wants to go down there and zap and get his souvenir videotape. That's one thing I don't want to watch, his hideous rubbing. Oh, no. He's got to be careful, too. He's already had one heart attack. Trixie Hicks was over with Velma Buckles. They put him through his patient so bad he grabbed his chest. Ambulance had to come. Carried him out on the stretcher, fully tam-hut on the way to the hospital. I remember being nervous standing there. The doctor said, well, you know, a man your age shouldn't be double-deucing two women like that. And I said, well, how does he stand? He said, well, he's in a coma. We're not sure if he's going to make it out. I said, oh, my God. Well, I went in there and said, Daddy, wake up. Daddy, it's your boy. But he was unresponsive. The doc had little pens he was sticking in his feet, and Daddy didn't do nothing. Trixie and Velma were in the waiting room. Smoking Camels. I said, it doesn't look good. Can't seem to snap them out of it. Trixie looked up one end of the hallway and down the other and said, hell, I'll snap them out of it. I know it wakes him up every time. She went in there, hiked up that skirt, climbed up on that bed and took care of Daddy's face. But when you know, all of a sudden his left leg started shaking. And his right leg started shaking. Next thing you know, I hear Daddy going. Boy, you know, and he sits bolt upright. Leaned over to where they had his shirt hanging on the back of a chair and shook a camel out of the pack. Damn, what the hell happened to me? Well, Trixie climbed off and said, you done had a heart attack. Oscar, for crying out loud. I was like, hot damn, Daddy's back with the land of the living. I ran to the phone. I said, Mama, yeah, Daddy's out of the coma. Yeah, fantastic. How'd they do it? Well, it's kind of like aromatherapy, I think.
Yeah, now you're getting it.